Hi guys, forgive my ugly fucking appearance, but right now I'm at work. That's right, I have a job now. So I've always run my own business, and this is the first time I've actually worked for somebody in a long time, like within years, and so like it's really weird for me to be working for somebody again. But I'm working for UPS, doing their program where like during seasonal time they let people bring their own vehicles and deliver packages. So that's what I'm doing right now. So I'm working for UPS right now. Today is like $20 an hour. It's $21 an hour. It's totally cool. And I get paid an extra $200 a week because I work at a location that's nearest my house. So that's cool. I guess I need more help. So anyway, so like I said, I am working right now. I haven't been able to do anything like post a video from DC and stuff yet. So all I did was last night. I have a lot of stuff to do on it. Anyways, guys, I just wanted to talk a little bit about DC and the pros and cons of DC. And then I also want to talk about us and what we're going to do. Like, really, like, what are we going to do now that, you know, this is all going down? Like, first of all, I'm really frustrated with the whole election situation because I feel like, I said in 2016, so I sound like a broken record, but I feel like if one dead person voted, that canceled out somebody's vote who's alive. And I feel like if one dead person voted, then literally that means one person in America, their constitutional right was taken away from them to be heard and to have a voice. So that being said, that's not okay with me. So the Supreme Court said they didn't want to hear the cases, but why not? It's their job to make sure that all Americans have the same rights under the Constitution, right? So that one American, they got their vote canceled out because one dead person voted, would not be getting their constitutional rights. And they say that's not enough evidence. That's enough evidence. That's enough evidence. So I think that what we should be doing is throwing a fucking fit and we all should be pissed right now. But apparently our leaders who are supposed to be under our constitution are okay with some of us not being able to live under that same constitution. So it's not about Donald Trump anymore. It's not about Joe Biden anymore. It's about me. It's about you. It's about your kids. It's about your future. It's about all that. So I don't know what to do. Because I thought, because in DC, I saw a million patriots. I thought to myself, we're all here in DC of all places. Oh, look, there's a Supreme Court building. Oh, look, there's the White House. Oh, look, here's the people who make those decisions. A million people. The cops can, sure, the cops can stop a protest with like 300 people. They can stop a protest with Antifa, like 60 people. Sorry, Antifa, we chased your ass 6 blocks, bitch. Anyways, the cops can stop that. But the cops cannot stop a million people. There were so many of us there that we could have done something. Like, I don't like violence either. I don't think that like we should be fighting people, but they left us no choice. And for the first time in my life, I was sad that there was no revolt. And I was hurt to see all of these patriots there celebrating, having a great time, knowing that the night before what happened with the Supreme Court, knowing that all these court cases are being thrown out. And then I saw people there selling Trump 2020 gear. I saw people buying it up like candy. Like, you're buying things that you aren't even fighting for. We're all, don't get me wrong, when patriots get together, we have a good time. But let me remind you, protests and gatherings of such are not supposed to be a good time. These are not parties. These are supposed to be people that are pissed and not gonna take it any longer. That's what a protest is. So when you guys do these protests and rallies and call them protests and rallies, but really let's be real, they're patriot parties. Patriots are great at parties. We're not great at showing our expression when we're mad. We're so busy trying to take the high road and do the right thing that we forget that they're taking everything from us. Our freedom is gone. And if you think our freedom's not gone yet, you think, oh, there's still time. Trump's still gonna get in, blah, blah. He's not in today at this moment. And today at this moment, your freedom is gone. DC was beautiful, you guys. It was so beautiful. Fuck. Like, it was so fucking beautiful. I don't even know how to explain to you guys more than that. It's so pretty. And it's not even ours anymore. It broke my soul to go to DC for the first time in my life. But under these circumstances, made it so sad. I finally got to see our nation's capital. I finally got to see the amazing, amazing structures that we just lost. And if you're mad at me for saying that we just lost it, good, good, then get mad. Good. I want you to be mad. You should be mad. What kind of person isn't mad? Now, I even say this message to Antifa. Antifa, did you march for 4 years for nothing? Because yeah, you guys are silent right now because they elected one in your favor, but it's not your election. It was stolen from all of us, me and you. So it wasn't even your election, baby. You marched for 4 years, you beat up us for nothing, bitch. And we marched and lost our jobs, our families, our fucking friends for nothing. Well, since we had a million patriots all in one area and they still didn't want to revolt, I'm gonna take it into my own hands. If one man revolts, they'll look crazy. Facebook and social media paint them out to be a crazy person, and you'll agree with them and nobody would follow the lead. So I'm gonna do what I can as one person and one individual. And I want you guys to do the same pledge I'm going to do. I'm going to invoke the Constitution at any and every chance I can. Me, anytime somebody tells me I have to do something, I'm gonna say no. Why? Because I don't have to. I'm going to invoke it at every chance I get, and on top of invoking the Constitution at every chance I get and throwing it in their faces, I will take a stand against the left. I refuse to do business with, associate with, or be friends with anybody on the left. You want to be communist? Well, that's not wanting to be American, and that's not a country. And so yes, you are less than me. And I will let you know that every chance I get. I will not treat you as equal, because though we are all equal, you choose whether you want to stay that way or not, and you chose you didn't want to. You didn't want freedom. You didn't want American freedom. You want to be a communist? Then go be a communist. But I'm going to fight for freedom, and that means fighting communists. If I find out my waiter at a restaurant, yes, I'm being that petty, and I will continue to be, and that's the stand in the pledge I'm taking. The only way I can fight it and revolt, because you guys, Republicans, and won't stand up against it. So I don't look crazy. I'm going to revolt any way I can. And that being said, if I have a waiter at a restaurant and I pick up on the left, I will request a new waiter. I will never associate with, do business with, or be friends with anybody on the left. Now, I am working for UPS, so I know a lot of you guys are like, oh, you work for UPS, you probably get packages to leftists. You're right, I probably do. But I don't know if I do. If I saw a package that said Biden or Harris, I swear to God, you think I'm kidding? I will call my boss and tell them I will not deliver that package. I will not even touch it. I don't think these people are equal to me, because I've lived a life that was good. And I've always been a good person. I've never been racist. I've never been hateful. So I never had to see my party change to make me unracist or unhateful. These people, their party has been, there was birthed in hate. We developed the Republican Party to go against that hate. So I refuse to equalize myself to people who came out of their houses with guns and shot people because they simply didn't want to give up their slaves. I refuse to be equalized to that. I'm not equated to that. Neither are you. We are better than that, and we are better than them. And another thing, the topic I want to talk about before I get to work is abortion. Y'all always want to complain about abortions. People that don't believe in abortion aren't getting them. Aren't getting them. Now, what I do see is a lot of you guys agree with me and say that Antifa kids are exactly that. Antifa are really kids who are indoctrinated by the... Now, their numbers are growing. Do you know how they're growing? Well, people birth kids. And who is teaching these kids leftist ideology? I'm sure a lot of you patriots have leftist kids who believe in the leftist ideology based on their school system, but they're not Antifa. You would whoop your kids' asses. The left is breeding Antifa kids. Now, if the left wants to get abortions, stop yelling at them to stop. Because at this point, you can't complain that there's so many Antifa members and it's growing, yet you want to fight abortion and you want all the leftists to still have children. I don't know if you know this, but science is science and genes are passed down. Some people's hereditary learning disabilities or whatever you want to call it are passed down. And I refuse to continue to sit here and want that. I'm going to take a page out of the Muslim book, okay? Republicans should have more babies, and we should support Democrats not having babies. Easy peasy. In about two generations, we would be the majority, and we will definitely keep our country safe, and we will never have to worry about this again. We are so close to losing everything. In fact, I think we already did. I think we've already lost everything. We're going to have to fight to get it back. Once we get it back, goddammit, we need to keep it in our grasp. And the only way to do that is continue to educate people. Now, we've been doing this whole thing where we educate the public on the real history of the Democratic Party, and we've been educating them on what's really going on. We've been turning leftists left and right. That's why we have Walk Away. We have all these different organizations. Can you imagine a world without those organizations right now? I couldn't. But can you want to imagine a world without those organizations where we didn't need them? I would love that. We need to have more babies. We need to make sure the left is not. So abortions, the only people getting them are people on the left. So I am going to declare right now, and I'm being honest, I support abortion. I support abortion because people on the right are not the ones getting abortions. People who do not believe in abortion, they're not getting them. So all of you pro-lifers, which is everybody I know and love so much, I'm a pro-lifer, we are not getting abortions. We will not. We refuse. The only ones getting them are the people who need them. I'm sorry, but I am not equal to these people. I will not continue to compare myself to these dogs. I will not consider them people. I know a lot of you guys at home probably are like, well, yeah, they may have a kid, but there's a chance a kid might come out Republican. Look at you, Chris. Yeah, you're right. I was born into a leftist family too, and a lot of you were as well. It took me 27 years to wake up. We don't have that kind of time, you guys. We just lost our country. So are you gonna fight for it? I'm not the one getting abortion. I'm just saying I support the right too. If a leftist wants to kill another leftist, let them do it. Let them do it. If the leftist wants to leave it on the table, like Kamala Harris said 2 years ago, the leave it on the table bill, then by all means, Kamala Harris, leave it on the fucking table. I'm just really bad. And I probably lost a lot of Republicans when I said that. But I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna fight for our country. The same Republicans who are mad at me for saying that are the same Republicans sitting at home on computers talking shit every single day, acting like they're mad, but aren't doing shit about it. Aren't willing to revolt, aren't willing to do a goddamn thing. The same Republicans who show up in Washington, D.C. and have a party and watch us lose our country. They're the same Republicans who say, oh, these structures in Washington, they're so beautiful. We just lost them. Oh, let's buy a Trump 2020 shirt. Are you kidding me? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Is this the world we live in? Well, I'm a fucking freedom fighter and I'm not gonna give up. That's why when I went to D.C., I didn't go there to have a party. I didn't go there with my red clothes and my American flags and my oh, look at that party. No, bitch. I went there with a fucking helmet and fucking goggles and fucking gloves. I went there to fucking fight and I did so. I went there with the Proud Boys. I didn't go there with the Republicans. I gotta say, all those videos being circulating online right now showing the Antifa kicking our asses in D.C., that did not happen that way. A couple of people did get assaulted, but I saw another person fought back, and then on top of that, we chased them for about a mile and a half. Antifa ran like bitches, and where did they hide? Behind the cops. I will not let the media make us out to seem like we went to D.C. and got attacked. Bitch, I want you to know we went there to attack people. And for once, I'm not ashamed of that. I'm gonna admit it. I'm gonna scoop it to the rooftops. We went there to attack people. That's what we want to do and what we're doing. I will continue to attack people. What are you gonna do to save your freedom? So like I just said, the pledge I'm doing, the steps I'm gonna be taking is I'm going to make sure I can invoke the Constitution at all costs at every point in my day. If I see an opportunity to invoke the Constitution, I will do so. As you guys sit around and lay down and take it like bitches. And like I said, I will not do business with, I will not associate with, I will not even give them the time of day. The left. They are not human to me. They are not equalized to me. And I will let them know that every chance I get. Every chance I get. If this is the only way that I can make sure my life is free of that leftist ideology and I'm still fighting for freedom every single day, then so be it. This is the only way I can do it. What I would like to do is get together a couple of radicals, a couple hundred right-leaning radicals, call us far right, call us what you want, bitch. But I'm here to fight for my freedom. If I could, I would get a good 200 of you all in one spot. And we would go and fucking storm the Capitol and not stop when a cop says, hey, I would just keep walking into it. That's our building, we pay for it. I'm sick of being told we can't be on those steps. by the same people we pay to protect our rights to be on those steps. I'm mad. And if you're not, then shut the fuck up. Don't talk shit. Don't talk online. You talk online, everybody has something to say, but then nobody's doing anything about it. Like, why is it y'all got something to say every time? Oh, you guys are online, but ain't nobody got anything to say, like, in public, in person? You guys have all these rallies, all these, you guys, first of all, the curfew breakers. I commend what you're doing. I get it. You guys are out there proving that we don't have to listen to Gavin Newsom. Cute. But let me remind you, you guys are doing that in a county where they already said they're not going to enforce it. So what change is actually happening? I don't see much change. Why don't we go to a county where they are enforcing it and do a curfew breakers there? Why don't we all get our cars in Huntington Beach, all fucking, there's like 900 of us every fucking Saturday night down there. Why don't we get our cars and drive somewhere where they are enforcing it and take a stand with those patriots who are being arrested in their own cities? That's what we need to do. Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we doing that? I'm mad. I'm not going to lay down and take it. I refuse. So if y'all want to do that, good luck with that. I'm going to fight it. I'm going to never do business with the leftists. I'm going to make sure every day I invoke my constitutional rights, every time I'm told I have to do something. I will show you that I do not have to do a goddamn thing unless I fucking want to because I'm American. The best part about being American is you can't tell American what to fucking do. Americans can do whatever the fuck they want, when they want, how they want. If we make bad decisions, if we commit crimes, we know that there comes consequences, but we are American and we can make whatever decision we feel fit. You hear me? So that's the only stand I can take along, but I will be taking it. And any of you that are on the left that thought you were my friend before, well, I don't think I have any left, to be honest. I don't think there's any of you guys left. I think I've already told you guys all to fuck off. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm discriminating 100%. If you're on the left, if you're a Democrat, we cannot break bread. No, we can't. And no, we cannot be equalized. No, we can never be friends. And no, you will never, ever, ever be around me. And like, yes, if you are, I will let you know every day that you're a bad person. You're not a good person. And I will make sure you get harassed every fucking day. You will be uncomfortable around me. So that's reality. That's reality. And if you guys, like, that's just gonna be reality. Like, welcome to Earth, bitch. Like, because I'm not gonna let you take my fucking freedom and me call you a friend. I'm not gonna let you support an ideology that is going to take away everything that this country was ever built upon and make you think that also you could be my friend. I'm not gonna let you call it just a vote and say, you're just hating because we vote differently? No, bitch, it's beyond that. And if you don't see beyond that, then you, my friend, don't deserve to be my friend. Because this is beyond a vote. Because guess what, bitch? Your vote didn't count. Your vote didn't count. Antifa, your vote didn't count. Patriots, your vote didn't count. If that pisses you off, good. At least now you'll be mad. Should be. Because your vote didn't count, bitch. It's about Donald Trump winning. Although, yes, we'd like him to win. I don't give a fuck if he wins at this point. I want you just to know that my vote counted. Because as of now, it did not. There was thousands of dead people that voted. Thousands. We can tell you when they were born, when they were dead, how they died. We can tell you their birthday. We can tell you everything about the motherfuckers. We can tell you their social security number. But there's not enough evidence to say that our voting systems are fucked. That's weird. That's weird. Whether you vote left or right, all of the leaders need to do one thing. Protect our constitutional rights. They're all failing right now. Everybody on the right and everybody on the left, they're all failing right now by throwing up in the air, is there enough evidence? This is not a game. If one dead person votes, that means one person in America's votes didn't count. It got canceled out. And I'm asking you again, is it okay to live in a world where a couple thousand people's votes didn't count, meaning a couple thousand people do not live under the same constitution as all of us? And whose votes is it that didn't count? Whose votes is it? Now, mind you, this is before all the evidence of voter fraud, suitcases, video evidence, and all that other stuff. This is before all that. So yeah, we can talk about all that, which we've been doing every single fucking day. But when are we gonna start talking about the reality and the facts? The same ones I talked about in 2016. These are the same facts I talked about in 2016 when I said if one dead person votes, that means that one other person in America is not living under the same constitution, because that means their vote didn't count because of a dead person. I'm still pissed about that. I can't even get to the videos yet, which I've already seen. I've already posted. I got kicked off TikTok for it. I've been kicked off every social site because I'm posting all the voter fraud. Whatever. Whatever. But fuck that voter fraud. Throw it out. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Joe Biden right now. Just fuck everything about that. Leave it alone. Let's talk about you and me. My vote. Your vote. All the fighting we did. All the loss we gained. Loss we didn't gain. Loss we lost. All the friends we lost. All the fucking... people have died. Remember Jay in fucking in Portland when he got shot to death? People have died. For what? For a vote that didn't count? For a vote that didn't count? I wonder if he voted. I'm not trying to pull. I know that's too soon. I know that people are so emotional about it. What about Jesse? The kid who was killed for wearing a MAGA hat. What about Jesse? They're dead. For something that didn't fucking count. That's not a theory. It didn't fucking count. If you're not mad, when are you gonna be mad? If you're not gonna fight back, when are you gonna fight back? What is it gonna take? This is our country. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful fucking country. Like, we all fight for whether you're on left or right. It doesn't even matter. We're all fighting for the same country. Yeah, we want it to be a different country. Each of us want different things for it. But none of our fight even matters. And the left is going to make sure that they never fuck up again. Because they fucked up. Donald Trump only got in because they never thought he was going to get in. So they didn't prepare for it. They were so prepared for Hillary that there was letters inside the White House, inside the Oval Office, in the desk, there was letters already from Obama to Hillary. Literally. They weren't prepared for Donald Trump. You can hardly hear me? How about now? Can you hear me better? So the thing is this. Y'all aren't gonna fight. I'm taking my stand and my pledge. I invite all of you guys to take the same stand and same pledge with me. Invoke the Constitution at any chance you get. And never, ever equalize to a fucking leftist ever again and let them know that you're pissed. Anytime you run across a leftist, let them know that you're pissed. Let them know the freedom you lost. Because you just lost it, guys. You did. It's gone. And all you people, all you faith havers, like, well, I still have faith that I'm going to have Donald Trump. Cue! Have faith in it. But as of today, you lost it. You dumbass. And for all you people that was in D.C., the Proud Boys, I love you guys. You guys did great. Proud Boys went with the proper mindset. Proud Boys went with the mindset of, fuck this, we're not fucking losing our country. I love the Proud Boys for that. I love them for that. But the Patriots, who went there just in their normal red, white, and blue, buying their Trump 2020 gear, like, oh, we're all here, yay, hugs and kisses. Bitch. Bitch. And to that one Proud Boy group that came in kilts, that doesn't look like fighting. You didn't come to fight, bitch. You came to fucking sit there and be Proud Boys. So whatever chapter was that came in kilts, bitch, you're dumb. Just saying. Like, clearly you didn't come and fight. Clearly you came to a party. Just like all the other Patriots thought it was just a party. I ain't got time for you party animals, okay? You got it? You got it. Guys, I gotta go to work. I'm delivering packages now. Gotta go. Love you guys. Like I said in every video, I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys. Get mad. Bitch. Why is Republican Party such bitches?